This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, where we begin today, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dinei Nefilas Apayim. The laws of Tachnon. Says the Mechaber, based on the Talmidei HaRashba, In Ledaber Bein Tefillah Netefilas Apayim. One should not speak between Shemayna Esrei and Tachnon. Why not? Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ledaber that Aydei Ze In Chinasoi Shemeschanim Bein Tefillas Apayim Kabel is called Kach. Because if you talk, then your supplication that you supplicate during Tefillas Apayim is not so accepted. Now this is, I believe the Lamda says, the Rishonim say that Nefilah Sapayim with Shemana Esrei is Ketfila Arichta Dama. Tachnon is an extension of the Shemana Esrei. So therefore, if you are mafsik, then it minimizes the efficacy of the Tachnon. I believe the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara that talks about the wife of Ram Gamliel would prevent him from saying Tachnon. Because he had a problem with Rabbi Eliezer, yeah? And the Rishonim say, every day she was going to make sure that he wouldn't say Tachnon. I mean, that's a very difficult job. Talk about, you know, being down somebody's throat. So the Rishonim say, no, all she needed to do is interrupt him between Shemana Esrei and Tachnon. In other words, she couldn't stop him from saying Tachnon, but she was able to distract him, and that would minimize the efficacy of the Tachnon. Anyway, v'davka kishamavsik v'oizg v'dvar machirim legam. That's only if you interrupt and you engage in something else entirely. Avol sicha ba'alma leslan ba. But a short conversation is not a problem. In Simen Nun Aleph Siv Katan Tes, the Dershu brings that the Mishnah Berurah said earlier not to speak at all. And the Kaf HaChaim says, according to the Zohar, even sicha ba'alma is a problem. But here, according to the letter of the law, you are allowed to say something briefly. For example, let's say Tzarchet Sibor, or you need to, the Gabbai needs to get someone's name for an aliyah. However, V'davka shloi be'esha shel Sibor choyzer atfila, it's only that's not during the Chazar Sashatz. Does Tzarch lish toik ulahazen hetiv kol bracha bracha. Because then you need to be silent and to attentively listen to every bracha. Kidal el b'simen kuf chav dalet, siv dalet. V'chol shekein de l'dvar kedusha. Certainly, words of holiness, kagoyin mashem avsikim, b'tchinois kagoyin b'huracham. Certainly, words of holiness, for example, that which were mafsik in supplication, for example, v'huracham, b'vaday mutter lahafsik. You're definitely allowed to interrupt. Now, though there are those who do Nefilas Apayim before V'huracham, but Nosach Ashkenaz says V'huracham before Nefilas Apayim. Va'afilu betoich Nefilas Apayim gam kein muter l'anois Amen Hishmei Rabba. Even during Nefilas Apayim, it's permitted to answer Amen Hishmei Rabba v'chol dvar kedusha, or any matter of holiness. Now, Reb Chaim Knievsky is bothered. It's mutter to answer Amen Hishmei Rabba. You're obligated to answer Amen Yehishmei Rabba. I would say, yeah, that's what he means. You know, the first step is, are you allowed to? Once you're allowed to, of course you have to. Yeah, that's what Reb Chaim says he means. What if the Shatz started saying Kedusha after Tachnon, and you're still in the middle of Nefilas Apayim, you do not get up. You answer Kaddish B'Yeshiva. What about if they opened up the Arayin and they say, they're saying Vayihi ben Saya Arayin? Are you mafsik during Tachnon to say Vayihi ben Saya? Absolutely not. Are you mafsik to say Aleinu? No. Even though usually Aleinu we try to say with the Tzibor. You're not mafsik for Vayihi ben Saya, you're not mafsik for Aleinu. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says V'chol Davar Shabakdusha, it means something that has the status of Dvarim Shabakdusha, in other words, that you need a minion for. Okay, Bein Tfila. So you're now to talk between Chazaras Hashatz and Tachnon. What if you did? Do you say tachnan or did you lose tachnan? Miu im avar v'divar pshita d'tzarach lipa alpanav. If you violated this and you spoke, you would obviously still say tachnan. The way the Derech HaChaim explains it, not sure he's quoting the Derech HaChaim and the Dershu that it's not shayach a hefsek between tefillah and tachnan. Not sure what that means. Okay. Mutter l'espal b'makam echav lipal makam echav. You'll add it down shmanas in one place and fall on your face in another place. Va'av shalo yafsik b'emtza. Va'ach shalo yafsik b'emtza, as long as you don't interrupt in between. Let's see the Ramah. Hagav v'yesh oimrim d'yesh lahatos al tzad yamin. Some say you need to lean on the right side. You always lean on the right side. Okay, I'm sorry. We have to do the mechaber. The mechaber says kishen noifel alpanav, when you fall on your face, nagul lahatos al tzad smal. The minhag is to lean on the left side. The left side. Now, why do we lean bechlal? Says the bir halacha, lahatos al tzad smal. We lean on the left. Inyan hahatoya. The reason of for leaning, humishum debimeyam, because back in the day, hayunoyagim lipal pneim artzal aritzba. The minhag was to fall on their face on the floor. Mishum hachi hayutzricha midina lahatos al echameyat stadin. Therefore, halachically, they needed to lean on one of the sides. Shalai heiner kishemishtachav levin maskus. So it didn't look like they were bowing down to a covered stone floor. Shu asam in atara. Kamash shukasav kozal lekaman besivches b'haga. Shemhachi gam anu noigim latas min filas apayim. Therefore, we are noig to fall on our face as well. So now, is that a minhag or is it maker adin? By magen Avram lekaman besivkatan chaf mitzadeid the midina tzarchat ha'ben filas apayim. The magen Avram says we need to lean maker adin avim lashon arivash loy mashma kein lahamayin. Ulfi hanira shall hayufanam sever vash, rak masha hetik mea base yoisef. It would appear the Magen Avram did not have a copy of the Rivash. The chain had tikoi b'shulchan aruch hagraz. And the shulchan aruch hagraz of the shulchan aruch harav also seems to side with the Rivash that you're not required to lean me ikar hadin. Fine. So now, we're leaning to commemorate the way that they used to fall on the floor. But what side do you lean on? So the Mechaber says you lean on the left side. The Ramah brings an opinion: you lean on the right side. What do we do? We do neither. We do neither. What does that mean? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just see a little bit further in the Ramah. The ikar is in the morning when they're tefillin on the left side, we lean on the right side, which is what the opinion the Ramah brought. Why? Mishum kavay tefillin. Uva arve, we don't want to disparage the tefillin by leaning on it. Uva arvis, by mincha, or you're not wearing tefillin, yata outside smile. You lean on your left side. So that means, in principle, we go like the mechaber to lean on the left. However, when they're tefillin on, then we lean on the right. If it's mincha, where there's no tefillin, we lean on the left. Says Mishaburah Sivkatan Gimel, Kishanoifel al Panav, Hine Nefila Sapaim Shinagoba Bayama Rishan Hayubadach Kida. They would prostrate themselves, the Hainu Lipal al Panav Arza, to fall on their face on the ground, Vishaloi Bapish Yadaim Vraglaim, not spreading out their hands and feet. The Akshavloi Noagulipal Pnei Mamish. Nowadays we don't mamish fall on our face. Ella Bahatoya Saroish, just we lean on our head, Vikisei Hapanim Bovad, and we cover our faces. Why do we cover our face? Rabbeinu Bechai says in Parshas Korach, it's one of the rituals of tefillah. Covering one's face is midarchei ha'anava. So, which would probably mean that if you're not aware that it's a sign of humility, it probably doesn't have too much meaning. You should be aware you're doing it out of humility. Otherwise, it seems pretty empty. The Matei Moshe says the reason we cover our face is so that you shouldn't see and hear what your friend is doing. Similar to when they bow down in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a hefsek of Arba Amos between each person, so as not to hear and embarrass the next guy. The Shiari Knesset Gdola says, when you cover your face, you're putting all of your focus on what you're saying, and you're mechaving well. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Ikar Hakpada is that your eyes should be closed in order to engender Kavana. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'noigin l'chaseis apanim bebeged, the minig is to cover the face with a garment. V'loidai kisei hayad shenoifo panav ale. It's not enough covering your hand. L'fisha hayad v'hapanim guf echarim. So therefore, those people who like to drape their jacket on, they put their jacket like this, they button it like that, and they lift up their sleeve all the way up to their arm, and they're falling on their bare arm. It's not good. You can't do that. You can't do tachanun on your bare arm. It doesn't work. It's not effective. Let's say your Shemona Esrei worked, your Ashrei worked, but your Tachnan didn't work. It has to be on a garment. Otherwise, you're not Mekayim, the Inyan of Kisei Panim. So, even though, first of all, you need to know that short sleeves are so out of style. I'm sorry to tell you, the last time people wore short sleeves were the 1980s. Okay, that was 40 years ago. So the fact that you're still wearing short sleeves, no, your wife didn't want to tell you that you're the only guy in the shul still wearing short sleeves, I'm telling you. You know, you come to my shir, people know you come to this shir, I don't want to see you wearing shorts. But short sleeves is not going to work for tachnan. It's not going to work for tachnan. So you're wearing a polo shirt, doesn't work. If you wear a jacket on top of it, okay. By the way, my fashion advice, short sleeves, I'm not talking about polo shirts. I'm talking about button down short sleeve shirts. That's what's not even 1980, it's 45 years ago. Anyway, so if you have a time machine and you want to go back to 1980, that's okay. But it's still not going to help you for tachnan. Yeah? Now, yeah, let's hold it over here. And don't speak Lashon Hara about people who wear short sleeves. Sure, because that's not going to be good for the Chafetz Chaim Seder. But I'm just telling you as a personal button down, short sleeve, no, not going to work for tachnan. Also polo shirt, not going to work for tachnan. Also t-shirts, not going to work for tachnan. Also undershirts, not going to work for tachnan. Tank tops, all these tank tops you can't wear for tefillah. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.